From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Today is a palindrome day. It's June 26, 2026. Here are your top local stories. State regulators have granted Las Vegas-based Terrible Herbst a gaming license for several properties in Prim. An emergency meeting of the Nevada Gaming Commission recommended approval on June 25th, and the Nevada Gaming Control Board gave it. Terribles will run the properties after the current owners, the Prima Donna Company, announced their closing in May. Regulators gave Terrible's non-restricted gaming licenses for Buffalo Bills, Prim Valley, and Whiskey Pete's Hotel Casinos. Herbst's attorney said at the Gaming Commission meeting that Buffalo Bills will open periodically for special events. Also, for now, Whiskey Pete's will remain closed, but the nearby gas station with its 18 slot machines will remain open. The Prima Donna Company planned to close the properties on July 4th, leaving about 350 people out of work. The properties are south of Las Vegas on the Nevada-California border. Weather conditions may require service providers to temporarily halt power for Mount Charleston. NV Energy is issuing a public safety outage management watch for customers in Angel Peak and Kyle Canyon. Elevated weather conditions may require the utility company to proactively de-energize equipment to ensure community safety and prevent potential wildfire ignition. If necessary, NV Energy would begin the PSOM event at approximately 1 p.m. on Saturday, June 27th, and continue it until approximately 10 a.m. on Sunday, June 28th. The agency would shut off power to prevent power lines and other equipment from igniting wildfires. The utility company said in a press release that impacted customers will be notified via phone, text, and email messages. The Southern Nevada Health District has confirmed the presence of West Nile virus. This is the first positive test of the season. It was identified in batches of the Valley's mosquitoes in three zip codes, 89121, 89169, and 89139. The health district trapped the mosquitoes during routine surveillance. This announcement comes exactly 3 weeks after the health district confirmed the first West Nile virus case of the season in a local woman. The health district began its mosquito surveillance in early March due to above-average temperatures and rainfall this spring. That's about a month earlier than usual. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management has okayed Ormat Nevada's newest project in Esmeralda County. The agency used an accelerated 14-day environmental review process for the Pearl Geothermal Development Project. Plans include two 30-megawatt air-cooled binary geothermal power plants, along with a 29-mile transmission line. It's expected to generate enough power for about 50,000 homes, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. The agency says construction of the geothermal plant will disturb a maximum of 1,257 acres of public land. The approval also requires Ormat restore the land to its pre-construction condition as possible. Asia Wilson scored 32 points, and the Las Vegas Aces led nearly throughout to avoid being swept by Dallas with a 99-84 victory over the Wings on June 25th. Chelsea Gray finished with 12 points and 9 assists for the Aces, becoming the fourth player in WNBA history at least 4,500 points and 2,000 assists for her career. Las Vegas, which made more than 50% of its shots, went ahead by as many as 17 points, but Dallas kept chipping away and got to within 53-49 early in the third quarter. The Aces have won 9 of their past 11 games, but were coming off an 87-76 loss to New York on June 23rd. This has been The Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.